Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Via Williams.
And I'm Wendy Papazian. I think as entrepreneurs, we understand that in order to grow our business, we need to let go of some things we're not good at or maybe can be done cheaper by someone else. However, what a lot of people don't understand is sometimes hiring starts at home, especially when you're starting your business. So today we're going to talk about hiring at home, and we're going to go over an exercise to determine your hourly wage. We'll talk about ways to overcome that leverage guilt if you have it at home. And then we're going to provide you with almost 50 ways to get leverage at home. So this episode is going to be so juicy and packed full of tips. You're going to love it.
I'm excited because I have my, I have my notepad out. So
yes, get your notepad out. We are leveraged starting at home is today.
Yes. And you know, although I'm not a huge fan of Grant Cardone, I do really love this quote by him, which he says, rich people treat time differently. They buy it while poor people sell it. And the wealthy know time is more valuable than money itself. So they hire people for the things they're not good at or aren't a productive use of their time.
I guess we're not getting Grant Cardone on the podcast. I guess that's what you just said.
On our podcast. But yes,
we'll you will not see Grant here in the future.
We will quote you. We will.
Yeah, he's not coming. Okay.
So, you know, I think if wealthy people are hiring other people to do things for them because it's not worth their time, and we know that time is the most precious resource that we have, you know, I think the first place we need to start then is figuring out how much is my time worth, right? And what is my hourly wage so that if I'm going to hire somebody else to do something, I know if it's worth my time or not. So if you don't know how to figure out your hourly wage, we're going to give you, here's just a really quick way to figure that out. So the first thing that you're going to do is I want you to take and figure out how much money you made last year. And for example's sake, let's just say you made $100,000 last year. Then what I want you to do is to figure out how many hours a week you work, and you're going to multiply that by 50. 50 represents 50 weeks a year. You're going to take 2 weeks off. So multiply that by 50. So let's say you work 40 hours a week, and you're going to multiply that by 50 weeks. That's 2,000 hours. So then what you're going to do is you're going to take $100,000 and you're going to divide that by 2,000 hours. And that's going to give you a number of $50 an hour. So now that you know for this example, right, let's just say now that we're pretending that we're all making $50 an hour for a second, once you know your hourly wage, now you can start taking a look at things that may or may not be worth you doing that are paying you less than $50 an hour. And if that's the case, then maybe that's something that we should look at leveraging.
And I love this from a, obviously from a numbers standpoint, and knowing your dollar per hour is so, so important. Before I knew how to do the math on it or was walked through this exercise, all of our mentors, when he used to say, you know, if you're cutting your own grass, like that's your job. Basically your time is your money. So that means that then equates to your hourly rate, right? But if you know you can make more income not doing that, taking that hour and replacing it, right, than what you would be paying someone else to do it. That's where true growth happens. And so even I love this exercise and everyone needs to do it. And there is also like just with simple things, like just think to yourself, is my hourly wage higher than that? Because a lot of us know without running the math too. Yeah. And so both ways are great. So because we don't want you guys crashing and doing the math of while you're driving, pull over and do it or just do a simple like, I do make more than a landscaper. Okay, let me not do that.
Well, and I think this is a really good transition into leverage guilt, right? Because for me, I feel guilty spending that money, especially like right now. This is a good example. In my real life right now, we have a housekeeper come every other week. To be honest, with two kids, a husband, two dogs, and two cats, we really need someone 3 days a week, let alone every other week, right? And it is only by doing exercises like this that I remind myself, you know, what I'm worth, you know, and that, okay, what if that 3 hours a week I'm spending doing household chores, what could I replace that with to get rid of that guilt, to make myself feel better so that I'm, you know, replacing it potentially with dollar productive activities. Because I'll tell you, I'm not hanging out with my family during that 3 hours, not when I'm cleaning and tidying and whatever. So I might as well do a dollar productive activity. So I think
And you guys have been really instrumental for me and our whole like $5 group has been really instrumental for me in that I didn't have a problem with the housekeeper that like came with our marriage and she's amazing. And that was like part of the, like we didn't have a prenup, but if we did, Sally was part of the prenup. I was like, yes, we will have Sally as part of this.
Okay, so that was like Nick's indentured servant or what
Sally
was that?
Sally came with me.
No, it was
Sally
Seychelles.
Came
like,
as a package.
You're going to marry me.
I was like, yes, Sally comes with our marriage because I don't do well scrubbing toilets. But I will say when it comes to the mom side of things, like meal cooking, errand running, birthday gift prepping, birthday party planning, like all of these other things that we do that suck up time, I didn't understand even or like have an idea that somebody else could do those for me. And until I really saw you guys modeling that behavior, it really opened my mind to the fact that I'm wasting a lot of time during the week, not spending time with my family, doing things that are not dollar productive for my bottom line, but also aren't productive towards my family life. And that was a huge game changer for me. So I really appreciate it.
And I think this is particularly true for women, because if you look at the statistics in almost every country, women do more unpaid work than men. Actually, every country. The only one that comes close is Sweden, where women do 3.5 hours of unpaid work a day and men do 3 hours. In the United States, women do about 4 hours of unpaid work every day, and women and men do about 2.5. So it's just this particularly true. And I know for me, you know, I'd been a stay-at-home mom for 5 years, and you know, Jay would come home every day, and things were really buttoned up, you know. And so then when I started my business, it was a struggle for me to transition from that to thinking about hiring, you know, a housekeeper or whatever that is. And then I'm just super thrifty too. So I never wanted to spend the money. And I never really understood that the payoff could come, because in that 5 years, you know, I'd been doing lots of unpaid work. I'd been building all of our investment properties. I was doing tons of sweat equity. You know, if I had to change anything, I'd go back and not paint all those rental properties that I did. I used to do the make readies for our rental properties. I'd bring my kids there and we'd, you know, scrub the floors together, which hopefully gave him some character, but wasn't honestly a really good use of my time if I think back on it. So if you struggle with it, just know that it's your normal.
I do think, and one thing I want to add here is, and I've seen this in our friend Diane, she loves to serve people and do things for other people. Mm-hmm. And I will have to say, and my husband is the same way, I will have to say, I think there's a difference between the business side of things and understanding your dollar per hour and things like that. And I think we need to recognize that there are some people that is how they get a lot of joy out of serving those they love or doing
things.
That's
their love language.
Yes, that's their love language.
That's totally my love language is acts of service.
And I think it's even harder for the people that have that love language too, to be honest. This is even harder, right? So there are some things that we do that bring us joy that also like might not make business financial sense. And you also have our permission to do that. Like as we go through this list, like if it's something like, well, I love doing that, right?
You bring up, that's such a good catch, Sarah. Like my love language is acts of service. But what I learned is that like Nick's love language is time. And so while I'm doing all these acts of service, thinking that I was serving us and doing all of these things, he's over here just ticked he doesn't have quality time. You know, and so I think it's, you know, we have to keep in mind too, that if we do have a partner as a part of this equation or a spouse or, you know, whomever with you in this, also understanding what is important to them too, because we might be thinking we're adding all this value, which I did. I was like, oh, I unloaded the dishwasher. And he's like, I still didn't see you today, you know. So,
yeah. Or even
like,
if it's therapeutic
for yourself. Like, get the dishwasher.
Like, you know, I'll see you in there.
I know some people that like being outside and gardening is like therapeutic to them. Like that, you know, gives them energy and things like that. So that's okay. Keep doing those things.
Yeah, it just goes back to being able to, you know, your life is your choice. Yes. And you get to keep the things that you want to do at home, just like you get to keep the things that you want to do at work, and you have the opportunity to leverage out the rest.
Perfect.
Love that. All right. Well, so then let's get into the juicy part of today. We've kind of broken these things up into categories, And the first one we've got is, I know a lot of us struggle with this, which is the family meal prep or family
guilty
meals
as charged. So I have maybe 5 meals that I'm really good at cooking. And when you repeat those 5 meals every week, yeah.
I feel like we all
that
are.
That makes me feel better.
I think
better.
That's everybody, isn't it?
What are they? Right.
So I make a really mean lasagna, which also means spaghetti sauce. So that's pretty killer. That's 2 basically, right?
So that's
but
like
then,
2.
You know, then you have leftovers of those. Okay. So then it's okay. Like, well, Seychelle, now we've eaten this for like 6 days in a row. And I'm like, but it's still great. I do a really good shepherd's pie. Like lots of salads.
I mean,
galore, but you know, what 6-year-old's going to love to eat all of our salads. And then I make a really great, like huge breakfast for dinner spread. And then a really good chicken soup, healing homemade chicken soup. But like lasagna, I had a stuffed shells, which is basically lasagna in a stuffed shell, right? And I totally burned Nick out on that. Like he cannot eat stuffed shells anymore. But so the point though of the leverage is that, you know, maybe you're like us where you have 5 meals and you don't want to repeat those 5 meals every week for the rest of your life. You want some help with that. You want creativity, you want leverage. And cooking takes a lot of time. You know, it takes 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on what you're making, chopping and prepping and shopping and thinking.
Yeah,
and thinking. That for me was the hardest part, was the creativity around the thinking. Like my mother-in-law is incredible. She can look at the fridge, put any, I know Sarah, I think your mother-in-law is like that too, where it's like, she can put anything together out of her fridge and it's this delicious meal. And I look at it and I just see those 5 meals. That's like all I can see. Yeah, you can do that? That's very impressive.
That's yes, my superpower. Wendy has skills in this area. I follow you, Wendy, with it. Yeah. And I love how much you share on your Instagram with her. I'm always like inspired by it.
Remember your lesson for last year where you take everything and you make something out of it? What was it called? A French word?
Pan pardieu.
Yeah, that's your superpower.
Are you a maximizer? You must have maximizer, Wendy.
I do.
That's what maximizers do.
Yeah,
they make the most of whatever they have.
You know what? Amazing. We should do a Strength Finder episode.
We'll put that on the list.
We should. That's a Strength Finder.
That's a great idea. Somebody.
What I want to
somebody
add,
write that down. Write that down and text it to us, please.
So I digress. Back to our meal prep,
okay, hold
guys.
On. Yes. So I have something to add for the meal prep. That I think is important. And I've noticed with a lot of like young moms, okay? So if you have someone that comes into your home that helps you with your kids, a lot of moms I found are guilty around putting other things on their nanny or on them because obviously the kids are the priority, right? But you can make the job description whatever you want it to be to help you. And as long as you set the expectation with that person and they agree to it, right? And you're paying them fairly for it, do not feel guilty. So a big thing that I did that honestly was a life changer for me around meal prepping is we have a nanny that comes into our home and part of her job description is Monday through Friday, she cooks dinner for us. So when I get home around 6 o'clock, dinner is already ready. I sit down, we have dinner, we have family time. But that is part of her sort of job description. And then on the weekends, of course, sometimes we're cooking together as a family. But it's been a huge thing for me. So don't feel, when I brought it up with other moms, they've said, well, can I ask them to do that? Like, yes, you can ask them, you can prep them for it. You can, you know, increase their pay if you need to, because that will help you. Whatever you need to do to make it feel like a win-win between you and your childcare provider. But honestly, that's something you can for sure add to the list.
I'm just remembering the time you texted us the eggs that you made for your kids.
She was super proud.
I don't remember that. Proud. I think it was like a sandwich, actually.
It was a sandwich.
That's what it was. It was a great sandwich. I was like, mom of the year over here, you guys. I need my child
a couple of things, too, to help you with the food prep would be like either leveraging the menu, right? And that could be through things like Blue Apron. I even put out on social media asking for a local chef that makes meals each week.
Okay. So one of my friends does that. One of my best friends has because of COVID, he was a former catering chef. And he comes to their house twice a week, and it's about, I can't remember how much it is. And he makes enough for them and their parents that live about 5 minutes away. And they love it. She said the kid, her kid's friends come over. They have this menu posted. It's kind of turned into this whole, it's been amazing. It's almost been a lifestyle change. She said he got them a lifestyle. They bought a lifestyle when they got a chef. And she's been a little embarrassing. Like, we have a personal chef. But that's what they have. You know, they're not, they don't have a private jet. They're not sort of what you necessarily think about with this. But I think it's a great use of your money, especially when you look at your DoorDash and your Uber Eats and your
Oh, yeah, it adds up.
You know?
And your health. It's so great having your health. This for most of last year. Yeah. And it ended up being like $100 to $120 a week for 5 nights worth of meals. And it was amazing. And, you know, there's just three of us. Obviously, if you have a bigger family, it could be, you know, up to $200 or $250. But like, you think about that, that's amazing to be able to have that.
I mean, a lot of these things help your health, right? So like, you're controlling what comes into your house, right? They also help you financially. Like, if you are eating out a lot and paying for all of those things because you haven't had time to figure out what's for dinner and you're going to stop in, you know? And so like, a lot of these items that we're mentioning, not only do they help your business grow and you be happier when you're at home, they also help in other aspects of your life.
And I would also just say is that a lot of these things are, they're caretaking for ourselves. It can be self-care. You know, a lot of times as leaders, we are pouring into others and just, we're not getting a lot back. You know, that's part of leadership is where the output is often more than the input. And so it's a kind of care to have to come home and have your someone cook that
it is and
that
it feels so good. You know, yeah, and also too, if you enjoy the cooking at home, you could also, you know, utilize someone to do your grocery shopping, whether it's, you know, ordering online and picking up the groceries or like Instacart or any of these like Favor or any of these grocery store delivery services now. That, you know, I think that's been a huge gift we've been given during COVID is the ability to have so many delivery options now to the house that we didn't have before this.
So before we move on, let's quickly run through. So ideas that we have are things that we do. Instacart, Blue Apron, is Rosebud. What is Rosebud in Austin?
So do you guys remember when we went out to dinner via Instacart?
Yes. Yeah.
And we saw that little thing to sign up for meal delivery. That's what it is. I got an email this week, so.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So finding a local chef, which Via mentioned, using the crock pot helps with meal prep, meal planning on Sunday, including your children, right? So when you have, when they're old enough, they can help with cooking. And so there's multiple things that you can do, but I want to quickly run through those for our listeners.
Love it. And of course, I get to talk about the clothing and beauty segment because of course I do. Okay. I have so many things, like so many things. We could literally do a whole episode.
Well, and can we start just by saying that women especially spend an inordinate amount of their personal time figuring out what to wear, making themselves look good, getting their eyes done, waxing, shaving, haircuts, all of that stuff. And that's fine. And that's awesome if that's what you want to do. But it does take a lot of time.
Yeah, so a lot of time. It does.
Just more than we think. Yeah.
Oh, it completely does. And as we get more mature and have more life experience, that time increases as I'm learning. Translation, when you get older, you're more expensive and you take longer. Says the oldest one here. Okay. So here's my big thing. And I do enjoy clothes and beauty. It's sort of like a part of this, like we talked about, is a hobby. You know, you guys talked about it. You know, do we get some joy out of this? I love clothing and beauty. I absolutely hate shopping. I hate shopping in real life. So one of my big hacks is I find go-to brands that I like. Like for instance, I don't even know if we're allowed to say brands, but I'm going to. My go-to like uniform at work is probably Banana Republic. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like most of my pants are Banana Republic. I know my sizes there. I know the cuts. I know the styles, which means I can shop online. So once I know my brand, and there's other brands, right? Once I know my brands in the various stores and the styles and the cuts, then I can look for sales. Then I can, you know, kind of look at the alerts. And then it's really quite enjoyable for me at 9 at night to kind of chill out and shop on my computer, actually. I really enjoy it. And then what I'm finding more and more now online is if you do know your brand, and by the way, buying makeup on Sephora now it'll color match you based on your other brand's colors. So if you're looking for a particular color, it'll say, we can do this online and you can return it if it doesn't work. What color are you in this brand? Like for foundation, for instance, and it'll say, great, we think you're this color. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Yeah, it's awesome. So I used to do Rent the Runway all the time. I absolutely think that is a brilliant concept. I cannot stress it enough. You know, you can rent your clothes and you'll find yourself wearing more adventurous clothes. You'll find yourself like trying clothes that you've never worn. Have you guys done it before?
Especially when you're in conference season. It was fabulous just to be able to order, like travel, like just order it and immediately then ship it back from the hotel. It was fabulous.
Yeah, and to be clear, they have a subscription service where it comes regularly and you can have 3 or 4 or 5 pieces at a time and then you just send them back and all the, it's just really, really great. So I know a lot of people use Stitch Fix. I've used similar things and that's where you guys might want to jump in, but that's where they send you a box that they've curated, right? Every month. And then it's quite easy to send pieces back that you don't like, if I recall. I don't use Stitch Fix, but...
I think it's 5 pieces. I did it for a while. And then there's a personal stylist on the other end who's curating it for you. And so you're inputting a lot of information about what you want and what your style is, and then they send you stuff. So again, just saves time. And you're going to be getting things and wearing things that are a little bit more fun and more adventurous than you might have otherwise.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
Okay, so do you want another kind of a fun thing to do and a really great way to leverage if you're losing weight or getting fit? This one was highly motivating for me. Okay, there's boxes, and honestly, I can't remember the brand, but they have fitness clothes boxes, right? And it is so motivating when you're working out. It almost makes you get out there and work out when you're getting these, like a Stitch Fix box in the mail every month was super cute.
There's
workout
one called
clothes.
Like Fab Fit Fun.
I kid you
like
not.
That, right?
It was, I didn't do that one, but you know what? There is that one. That's the, anyway. Also, there's M.M. Lafleur. I mean, there's all sorts of these subscription-based boxes, right? That I think are really, really great.
The other thing for personal care and health and beauty, I'm down to only washing my hair once a week. And the rest of the days, good. I use dry shampoo. And my hair person is actually who told me, you're washing your hair too much. It's actually bad for you, bad for your hair. So stop washing your hair. And my hair is like looking really good.
It looks
these
great.
Days.
Yeah.
It looks
and I,
fantastic.
So I listened to her and I'm down to, I've saved so much time. I have really thick hair. And so she's like, you can't be washing it that much.
Okay. Question, and, Sarah.
Yes.
Did it take a while for your hair to kind of adjust? It took my hair a while to adjust to it. Or did it just happen? Was it fine right away?
No, I think it was fine right away. Yeah. Using the dry shampoo. And I mean, I had to try a lot of different brands to find the one that worked well with my hair. But after I found the brand that worked well for it, I'm a big believer in dry shampoo. It has saved me time. And then also all of the things like online shopping, I just want to add in because Via mentioned, you know, because of returns, build a system around returns because what was holding me back from doing online shopping was that I wasn't returning them. And I was like, okay, I need someone to help me with returns. So then that way I can move fast when I'm ordering something. Try on what fits and, you know, and then have a system to where it goes back. And so build a system around it or get help for that too.
I know what that helps me back.
I'm really good
actually,
at the return. So I don't try the guilt ones. On the purchase because I know it's going to go
That's
back.
Good.
Another one that has saved me a ton is having a personal stylist come once a year and help pick out outfits for the season. And so literally she'll come through once a year and she'll help me clean out all the junk I don't need. She puts together all the outfits. We take photos of them and it's like, you know, $250 and I'm done for the, like done for the season. It's amazing. So if you haven't done that, I highly recommend it, because then you just have an album of photos with your outfits and you're like, what am I going to wear for this? And you just boop.
And Via is freaking out.
It's great.
My head is exploding.
You know, because you're like, I've got this event coming up, but they know your whole closet because you have a whole album. And they can...
Okay, I'm pretty sure this guy's parted and the angels just appeared. That is an amazing, amazing hack that I will completely use.
Well, the other big thing, and I did this for about 6 months. I did it for a long time. I just bought 10 different black dresses. And that's all I wore to work, was a black dress. And it was sort of my uniform. So then that way I wasn't having to think about it because of the brain space. It got boring for me. I mean, like, and so I like color and stuff. So I was like, I love black too, but you can have a uniform. A lot of guys do that. I mean, that's more of a guy thing, but honestly, girls can do it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, think about, you know, Steve Jobs and his whole black outfit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it does take, again, time, energy, thinking, and especially for women, you know, it's like you have your outfit and then you've got to have matching earrings and maybe a necklace and your shoes and a handbag. And so it can be a lot of thinking time, you know.
So before we kind of wrap up clothing and beauty, the last thing, Wendy, that reminded me, the last thing is sometimes a good way to do your outfit planning for the week. Like if you want to do it on a Sunday, and by the way, I recommend at least the night before to kind of save that decision energy, you know, so that you're not kind of waking up. It's a lot smoother if you have your outfit. But if you want to do it for the week, think about packing. So plan it out packing. Like, you know how when you're packing things, you've got your accessories, you know, okay, these earrings, because you can only pack so many things, right? So if you kind of think, well, what am I going to quote unquote pack for the week and put in my closet, right?
That's smart.
Yeah. So clothing and beauty is, you know, find the brands you like, go to the store once, and try things on. And then you do the rest online and you look for sales. We like Stitch Fix. We like boxes. We like all sorts of things.
Okay, so just to recap, the clothing and beauty, find the brands you like. You can do Stitch Fix, Rent the Runway, so those subscription models, getting a personal stylist, right, and helping you with that. You can have them come into your home, which I love that, what Seychelles shared, or of course, Nordstrom's has that option. Other stores has that option. We got dry shampoo. Looking at how often you're washing your hair and fixing your hair will save on time. Picking out your outfit the night before, and of course, maybe having a uniform, right? Having what you wear to work, to where you don't have to really give that your energy. So we talked about personal sort of maintenance. So now we're going to talk about back to sort of our home life, right? Which is maintenance both on the exterior of your home and of course on the interior of your home. So anything to do with both what you have to on your plate, or even you want to sort of teach your spouse these things as well. I mean, I know I learned from you guys, and then I'm, you know, at night I'm talking to George like, hey, like I learned this today. Maybe we should do this different, right? But a couple things I know for me was a big deal was getting someone to cut the grass, right? And so then we're not having to take the time to do that. If you do have a pool, getting a cleaner set up. And what does that look like, Wendy? I know you have a pool in terms of logistics-wise.
Yeah,
they just come
once a week. And a week, and they come and clean and do the chemicals and make sure it's in good working order. Yeah, it's just like maintenance almost.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. The other thing is, like, I love supporting the like young entrepreneurs. And so anytime I see a young person like going after it, we have this 8-year-old boy that is cleaning out trash cans right now in our neighborhood. And so he'll come to your house and he'll clean out your trash can, which I thought was so unique, right?
So great. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's amazing. But picking weeds, I know snow removal. So anytime it snows, we're like, what neighborhood kids like shoveling? And we would love to support him. And obviously it helps us. So anything to do with the exterior of your home, just be thinking about that, of who you can maybe leverage or hire.
You can even get sometimes neighborhood kids to come pick up your dog poo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So. Oh, they do have
dog
that
walkers.
Now.
Yeah.
They have companies for that too as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dog walkers. Yep. And then of course, interior, which is a big deal, right? But getting a housekeeper, that changes your life, having a housekeeper come in. And in the beginning, like, it's okay to do it like monthly, like, right? If it's a big financial ask for you, like, have it monthly versus, it doesn't have to be weekly. I mean, we don't even get it weekly. We do every 2 weeks in our home. And then also like fish tank cleaner. I think, Wendy, you had done that, right?
Yeah. Well, I always thought Jay wanted a fish tank. And so I don't know why I thought that. And then, you know how you sometimes sell a house and they've got something that they want to get rid of. And you're like, oh yeah, I'll take that off your hands. And so somebody had they were moving, I think, out of the country. And so I said, oh, sure. Jay's always wanted a fish tank. And then I brought it home. Jay was like, what? Why do you have this? And then of course he got the responsibility of cleaning it.
Oh.
And so then he grew to like resent the fish and it would take forever to like take all the rocks out. And then I thought, gosh, you know, I wonder if I could get someone to come in and clean my fish tank. And so for $45, this guy comes in. You know, it was like not even once a month, maybe once every couple months.
Yeah.
They're super fast. They have a system around everything. And the fish tank then looks amazing. And you've spent, you know, $50, whereas it was hours and hours of Jay's time. And then also his like, you know, grumbling about it and all of that. So
that is really fair. Money I have well two spent. Other to add to
I
this.
Love that.
One is like, in the lines of it may not be the exterior of your home, but it like has made a big difference for us. We found a vet that would come to our house. And so they come, we have COVID puppy. His name is Atari. He's adorable. And they'll trim the dogs. They'll come and trim the dog's nails at your house. And they'll also come and do the vet appointment. So I don't have to drive to the vet, which is awesome. And then the other one is we had a landscaper come and help us plant our backyard with native plants so that there's a lot less maintenance and weeding and all of the things that go along with that. Cause I just, you know, like when you're not a horticulturist, you don't know what to plant and what needs what sun and how it really works. And it's not my gift. And so we ended up having a landscaper come and do that. And she did a phenomenal job. And it has lasted now 4 years. And most of it lasted through a huge like winter storm we had with like ice for several days in Texas, which is like never happens. So like that was a great leverage point too, and ended up saving us thousands over the last several years of replacing plants all the time.
Well, I think there's so many things that we don't even know about or think about, right? Like we've been interviewing pool companies and one of my team members came in and I was like drawing pictures of like what I was thinking it was going to look like. And he was like, you know, there's landscape architects that will plan it all out for you and present to you. And he was like, you're spending a lot of time and energy on like envisioning these things.
That's
you
what
can
we
hire
were doing.
Someone to do that.
Yes,
and then
totally.
They help you. Like,
the
yes,
other thing
exactly.
too, for indoor plants, like if you're trying to make things look great, I called our local flower shop and had them source all of, like, I have a fig tree next to me while we're recording right now. Those of you listening can't see it, but it's this beautiful fig. And I called her and was like, hey, I want
beautiful.
Plants that will give oxygen in the home and like help replenish oxygen and, you know, like help get rid of toxins and all those things. And they know all of those different pieces. So she goes to the flower mart. They also have beautiful live plants there. And so she sourced them, potted them, delivered them. I literally did nothing. And it was no more expensive than going to the store myself and buying them. So that was great too.
I love that. That is
so
awesome.
Smart. I love that. Well, and then rolling into our next category, which is the category of finances. And, you know, as we know, money can be a big headache between couples. And so, you know, you can definitely get leverage to help your relationship. And then also, you know, for things that you're not good at. So I started my real estate journey as a real estate investor. And so I always used to do the finances for all of our, you know, I used to basically do the books for all of our investment properties. And what typically would happen is I would, because I'm not that careful, is I would give all my stuff to my accountant and he'd say, oh, you know, we kind of need a bookkeeper to come and clean your books up a little bit. And so what I realized was, is if I just got a bookkeeper on the front end, I wouldn't have to do it. I'm only paying a little bit more, you know, so definitely getting a bookkeeper. And for sure, if you have a business, you should have this, but you can get a bookkeeper at home. A tax professional, right? If you, as your life gets bigger, you probably don't want to be doing your own taxes. You can get your personal assistant or even your bookkeeper to come in and pay your bills for you. I know a lot of people, you know, when you're blowing and going, you're not always thinking about paying your bills. Another way to leverage that is to set up all your bills on auto pay, right? Or get your assistant to come in and do all that. So you literally are only paying those bills that are kind of unusual and that you're not going to have every week. And then you can deposit checks via your bank's mobile app. I think a lot of people kind of know that after this year, but even just a couple of years ago, that was pretty different.
So. Do you guys have people pay your personal bills?
Barb does. Curious.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I'm writing that down because that's not, I mean, it takes a good mm-hmm. amount of my time. I do that in our household.
I just schedule it twice a month. I have 2 days a month that I go in and schedule all of them like that are coming up.
I do it once a month, but it takes me about 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I just have her open all the bills. I mean, just having even just opening the envelopes and stuff takes
that's time, huge. You know? Yeah. That's good. I'm writing that down. Just general things, right? So those were awesome financial ones. I think that's huge. And then we've got general ones that I think I learn a lot.
Yeah. These are just like simple life hacks. Yeah. I mean, one of the best ones is like, what can you buy in bulk or like, you know, through Costco that you just have it on stock because you know you're going to use it throughout the year. So don't buy it once every other week. Buy it like once a quarter. So all of your toiletries and main household supplies and also like products like, you know, for Amazon, you can do subscribe and save. One hack for the gift giving, which takes for me, like I think gift giving can take a lot of time and energy is like anytime, you know, a family member mentions something, I have a list running on my phone and I just type it in there and save it. Or our daughter, anytime we're in the store and she wants something, instead of buying it, we take a picture of it and add it to a like little shared photo album that becomes then like the birthday or the Christmas list.
Well, and I think, Seychelle, especially when your kids are little, you like, I just remember in kindergarten, you are going to a birthday party almost every weekend and you're trying to think of like, mm-hmm. oh, this present and that present. What you can do is you can go to Target or send your assistant to Target and just find something that an 8-year-old would want or a 7-year-old girl would want or a boy or whatever. And then you just you just keep it on your shelf. So you're I mean, I know you guys have all been there where it's like, OMG,
for sure.
I got a party today. Yes. And then you don't want to tell your 6-year-old daughter, like, oh, guess what? You don't get to bring a present.
Yeah. Like, oh. I'm gonna be that mom exactly. at the party.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
I think that is awesome.
I mean, speaking of kids, another thing is, I mean, and that's what George and I have been racking our brain around, like anything that you can tie your kids in to do for earning some allowance and then also teaching them. I know, Wendy, you're so good at that, but just like tying them into, you know, George mentioned to me this week, what about our kids picking up your clothes for their allowance? And I was like, that sounds wonderful. And I'm thinking, I don't know if that, I'm not sure.
What lesson am I teaching?
Exactly. What lesson? So I had to think about that one, but there are some other ones that we can do.
Gus, my son, walks the dog and he does laundry. He gets paid $2 a day to do each. So, and he does not his laundry, but the whole family's laundry. And he just puts his headphones on and goes and he does his chores, you know? And then, of course, they have chores that they do without getting paid to. But and then if you have a particularly entrepreneurial kid, I think you want to work that. I don't particularly have kids who are super motivated by money. But if you have one, work it.
Quinn is all about it. She has tried to figure out how she can hire other kids on the block to do things for her and make overrides on that.
I'm like, that's good, but also, what lesson
are we teaching here? So we've had to pick and choose which things we're leveraging because she was like, well, you know, like I'll sell you this toy, right? And all she's like getting into like it's interesting. She's trying to pay kids to rake the leaves the other day.
And another just general efficiency thing is you can just all the little tasks that you have to do, you can put them down on a list and then just create like 15-minute chunks where you can knock things out. So like change your light bulbs, put folded clothes away, hang pictures. Like you might have just a little time block in your thing where it's like every day at 5:30, I knock out a few little things. And that way things don't pile up.
Man, I'm seeing your maximizer shine through, your maximizer strength shine through on this episode, Wendy. That's awesome.
Then,
I love that.
Let's talk about technology, right? Like some of the different apps that we have that help us with this too. I know for travel, like TripIt and Waze help a ton when it comes to maximizing your time. And then I also have I just have a packing list saved for each season and we just print that off and use that to pack. I know that's not necessarily an app, but it's an efficiency where I just have a Google sheet of different packing lists. I know, Wendy, when we do our $5 trips, right, you have like a Google sheet saved for all the grocery list and the packing. associated with that. I think anytime if you're making a list once, you might as well make it in a Google Sheet or something like that and save it so you can reuse it next time.
So smart.
Well, and then just having your travel kit that's full of everything that you need. So you're not moving things in there. I mean, obviously we're not traveling a lot this year, but all of us travel a lot and hope to travel a lot again. And just having your to-go bag.
I'm having to get back into that again. We're traveling for the first time, like via car today and like packing. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot how to do this.
Well, and you can do that. Like, so I was finding that I had a makeup bag and I was finding I had to like go all the way over to my purse, pull the makeup bag out, do that. And so I just decided to buy two of everything. So I've got like my makeup bag in my purse and then I've got one, you know, at my sink in my bathroom. And, well, it's just thinking, you know, it's all those little thinking things that we do.
Like, how could I do that better or with saving time? I love that. Yeah. The big thing that came up with me with technology through like COVID and the team being apart and honestly just being part of even this podcast with you guys, I love to write things down and I'm a big, I still do. And I have the Panda Planner and everything, but sharing notes or sharing in Google Drive with other people and other team members. And so instead of writing it down, putting it in the Google Drive, so then everyone has access to it. And then you're not having to take what's in your notebook and type it up. I mean, that sounds silly, but I was doing that.
To plus that too, Sarah, there are the like apps on your phone or on your iPad too. If you decide to move from paper to the iPad and you write your notes still, that will transcribe that into like Word or PDF for you too, so that you can take that and just share that directly. The other thing too, you mentioned Google, is a shared Google Calendar. That has like saved my life, where we can invite family members and like for vacations and stuff like that, we can invite people so that they know when we're traveling. That's been huge.
I love that. I love that.
So, and then the only other thing I would just add with technology is a list app. I don't know if you guys use this, but especially if you've got multiple people going to the grocery store, going to Target, going to Costco, going to whatever. And so, you know, between Jay and I and our assistants, we have lists for all of those things. And every time we're like, oh, we're out of salsa, you know, put that down on your list app. And then if you're going to the grocery store or your partner is going to the grocery store, or somebody else is going to the grocery store for you, then there's not all this. I think a lot of people spend a lot of time going to and from like the grocery store and Target and things like that. I mean, there are probably people listening, you know, and I can remember when I had younger kids, it was like fun to go to Target, you know, but this is my husband.
My amazing husband goes to the grocery store like 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah.
And I keep telling him like, why? But I think he's got to like it. Like, I'm
he's probably like it.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And so, no, there are, but it is a lot of time.
It's a lot of time. Right?
It's a lot of time. So you can save, you can save time for sure. The other big time piece, of course, all of the moms and parents, I mean, dads too, childcare. I mean, we see this as a big deal in our industry, within real estate. Right, that hold people back from being able to get into real estate is not having childcare, right? So getting a part-time nanny. I know when my mom got into real estate, she didn't have the money for childcare. But there was a young mom in the neighborhood and she said, "Would you be willing to accept payment when I close the house?" So instead of paying her throughout the time, would you be willing to accept it when it's closed? Just keep your hours and then I will pay you when I have that closing. And she said, yes. And that is how she started selling homes, was through that woman that helped her. So having childcare is important. Also bringing your kids along on certain things that are appropriate is also okay. Like, I had to have a mind shift around that. And then I started researching parents that were busy business owners that raised good kids. Like, I did this whole research on them. And the one thing that they did more than anything is they actually brought their kids along to things that they did. And they were teaching them as they go.
I learned to walk in my parents' office. Well, I mean, I was raised in their entire business the whole time.
I love that. Yeah. No, I always drag my kids along and I think they're probably slightly tortured as a result. But even just taking your kids to the bank and depositing commission checks. Like, I always used to say, hey, this is why mommy works, you know, and this is how we get to go to Disney World, and like just connecting all the dots for them.
They're curious about it. Like, they want to know why you're you know, if you're in real estate, showing houses or while you're meeting with clients or what you're preparing for.
Well, and just a few other childcare things. You can get an after-school manager who's in charge of after-school pickups, snacks, homework. They can drop them off to their activities. You can hire a college kid. If you have three children and they're all doing activities, sports activities, that's almost a full-time job. And, you know, you can hire someone to do that for you. You can do mom's day out. And then highly, highly, highly recommend, you know, Jay and I have been doing a date night every single Wednesday for, not every single Wednesday, but most Wednesdays for over 13 years now. And we've been over on over 500 dates. And I like Wednesday because you can always get a babysitter on a Wednesday. You can't always get a babysitter on a Friday or a Saturday. And if you plan it in advance, then you're good.
I love that. The homework is a big deal. So my Olivia is 8. Okay. And her teacher had to have like a meeting with us and was like, so 8's too young for self-study because she was failing her test. No one told us they are test starting tests. Okay. So we didn't know, first kid. Okay. And so then we had to start this new homework routine and it was like, it's a lot. And I was thinking 3 kids, 3 homework routines. Like, and so immediately I was like, we've got to, you know, every time I was like raising my voice while trying to teach her how this thing that I forgot how to do, I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I, like, I'm horrible at it and it's not helping us. Like, I love that you added that in, Wendy, because that's a huge thing. I mean, as your kids get older, huge thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then the last one is really just getting leverage around your health. So we talked a lot about food, obviously. You could hire someone to set your supplements up for you if you wanted to. You could hire a personal trainer to come to your house for weekly workout sessions. Jay and I have been doing this for a long time. And honestly, guys, long before we could really comfortably afford it. But for us, exercise is the first domino. It's the reason that we can do everything that we can do. And if we don't have that, then nothing else happens. And so we always made that a big priority for us. You could walk during sports practice. So if you drop your kids off, you can...
That's what we've started doing. The kids play at the park and we walk laps around the big park or run laps around it while they're playing.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other health tips?
Yeah. I mean, no, these are awesome. And I just want to mention as we're sort of closing out this episode, you know, and I've said this on stage before, and I want to make sure all of our listeners hear it, especially those that carry a lot of pressure at home, right? All the things at home are sort of on them. And it does end up being mainly females, right? In the very beginning of building our business, I was comparing my P&L of my business to a P&L of a man with a stay-at-home wife and who was doing a lot at home for him, right? But I was having to pay someone and I never could get to the right percentages. And it was driving me nuts because I'm such like a book follower, like, well, this is what the model says, right? And what I learned is, you know, that's the models are a guide for us, but it's okay to, if you know that you need this help at home to allow for you to be more involved in your business, to increase that dollar per hour, like, please hear us. Like, you have our permission to do it. And I'm telling you, it helps catapult your business to sort of the next phase and you're happier. So big business, big life. That's what we're about here. And that will help you have a big business and a big life.
That is freaking awesome. I we're over here hearting.
Love that. Drop
yes.
the mic.
If you do nothing else, take that away from today. That is awesome.
Well, guys, today was super juicy. We learned how to figure out our hourly wage. We talked about how to get rid of that leverage guilt if you have it. And we came up with, I don't even know how many ways, 50 plus ways to leverage yourself at home through other people, through technology, and really just through systems. So today was awesome. I personally took plenty of notes. And so I hope you guys go out and do the same and implement at least a couple of these, maybe share it with a friend, right? Especially this one is great to share with a friend because it's just full of juicy ideas.
And if you took something away, write a review.
Yes.
We want to write a review for us because we want to know what you implemented. Like we look at those, we pay attention to the reviews. We want to see what's working for you so that we can cheer you on and congratulate you.
I love that, Seychelle. So go out there, guys. Have a big business and even bigger life.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. And help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.